I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Abdel Basset al-Megrahi has been back in Libya for 12 days, but questions about his release continue to dog the British and Scottish governments. Al-Megrahi is the only man convicted in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. 270 people were killed, many of them Americans. Today, the British government made public a series of letters that preceded the release. It was an effort to counter suggestions that the government acted to protect growing British business interests in Libya. The World's Laura Lynch has more from London.
Abdel Basset al-Megrahi may be gone from Scotland's shores, but he's still at the heart of a near daily debate about just how and why he was released. Today, a cascade of correspondence was made public by both the British and Scottish governments. Scotland's Justice Minister Kenny McCaskill freed al-Megrahi on compassionate grounds, casting aside the idea of transferring him to a Tripoli jail as part of an agreement hammered out between Libya and the UK. Today, McCaskill's boss, Scottish First Minister Alex Salmond, says the documents show McCaskill was above reproach.
What we hope to achieve is perhaps put to rest some of the dafter conspiracy theories we've seen, because what the documents demonstrate beyond any peradventure is that what we've said about this issue is validated by the correspondence. That is to say that we rejected and argued against the prisoner transfer concept. We did it publicly, we did it privately. And when Kenny McCaskill took a decision instead that compassionate release was appropriate, he did so on the advice not just of the medical advice, but the parole board, the prison governor in Greenock, exactly in line with the guidelines and the principles of Scottish justice. So we would argue we took the right decision. But these documents demonstrate we took it for the right reasons.
Many more questions, though, focus on the British government, even though it had no direct say in deciding what to do with al-Megrahi. And many of the questions focus on the promises British politicians made to Libyan officials at a time when British companies were vying for business inside Libya. One document released today says a Libyan minister told Britain's junior foreign minister that if al-Megrahi died in prison in Scotland, it would have a catastrophic effect on relations between the two countries. According to the same document, the junior minister then assured him that Prime Minister Gordon Brown did not want al-Megrahi to pass away inside a Scottish jail cell. The opposition Conservative Party leader David Cameron says that exchange alone demonstrates the need for an independent inquiry.
The British government stands accused, and indeed the Prime Minister stands accused, of double-dealing. On the one hand, saying to the Americans they wanted Megrahi to die in prison, but on the other hand, saying privately to the Libyans that they wanted him released. Now, we've got to get to the bottom of this. The British Prime Minister has got to be straight with the British people.
Another opposition politician, Nick Clegg, says that the documents raise more questions than they answer.
It is naive in the extreme for both the British government and the Scottish government not to have understood that this would have major foreign policy implications, and that therefore it required a response from the British government and political leadership from Gordon Brown. And we also need to know whether anyone in the British government gave a nod and a wink to the Libyans to give them the hope and the expectation that Megrahi would be released.
It's clear from the correspondence that Britain placed a premium on improving ties with Libya, but the letters also emphasize it was Scotland and Scotland alone that had the power to decide al-Megrahi's fate. Pamela Dix, who lost her brother Peter when Pan Am Flight 103 was bombed, cannot fathom Gordon Brown's studied silence. She, too, wants an inquiry.
And I do find it exasperating that we are left yet again in a situation where a minister refuses to comment on a matter that is of such international significance, not only to the Scottish government, but to the UK government. And I see no reason why the Prime Minister of this country should not give a view on what was done.
The minister, who apparently told the Libyans Brown didn't want the Lockerbie bomber to die in a Scottish prison, isn't denying those words tonight, nor apparently is Gordon Brown. The Prime Minister isn't saying anything publicly, but it seems there's almost no chance that the release of today's documents will end the clamour and the controversy. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.